Bezrus Hashem Yisparech, our halacha topic for today from Kuf Lamed Vav, Amar Aleph, is a tragic topic, and that is the halachic requirements of mourning for the death of an infant. The Gemara talks about a heartrending story, four lines from the bottom on Kuf Lamed Vav, Amar Aleph, where Rav Ashi saw Rav Kahana mourning over the death of an infant who had died within 30 days. Now that is an important Talmudic discussion of whether there is avelus in such an instance, because at the end of the day, within 30 days, the Gemara told us in the bottom of Kuf Lamed Hei Mabez, the child is still considered a nepho, which means that as it does not have the status of being a living entity. There, Rav Kahana explained himself, and the Gemara in other instances as well, explains according to other Amorayim, shekolu lo chadoshav, that it was clear that the infant had lived 9 full months in the womb, and in such a case, since it had lived 9 full months in the womb, so then there would be even a halachic obligation for avelus in such an instance. However, if the child had not, presumably based on the rule that safek avelus goes l'chula, then there isn't a halachic requirement in such an instance. Before we go on dealing with many of the halachos, it's very important to quote the language of the Rebbe, of our great Rebbe, Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, who said in an instance where he felt there wasn't a requirement when an infant had died for avelus, nevertheless, he said, "Ach afal pikein eina mi mahara klal al mashenog lahachmir baza." Sometimes, that in the case of that tragedy, if the parents will on their own to sit avelus, there are even sources that precede this that say that it is okay, and that one should not stop or discourage, of course, without compromising other mitzvahs in the Torah. But aside from that, it would still be, of course, be acceptable. How does halacha paskin in this regard, in regards to an infant within 30 days old, says the Mechaber in Simen Shin Ayin Dalet Sifches, Tinok Kol Shloshim Yom, in Yoredei V'Yom Shloshim Bechlal Emes Ablam Alav, that a child within 30 days, an infant, there isn't avelus, because it's considered an aphel. Afilu gamru sa'aro v'tziparnav, even if the signs are that the child is fully developed, umisham ve'elech mesabala, from the 31st day and on, then, God forbid, in the case of death of an infant, so then there is avelus. With one exception, our Gemara had mentioned a child that was born within the 8th month, who in the time of Chazal were not likely to live, and we'll continue on with that topic also in a moment and discuss incubators. In regards to within 30 days, are there any exceptions to the rule, aside from parents electing for themselves to take on avelus, and as far as the halachic requirement? So here, there, of course, would be an exception that emerged, as in the case of Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana claimed that it was kolo chadoshav, that the child had lived 9 full months in utero, and then the child was considered halachically a bar kayama, and therefore Rav Kahana felt that according to halacha, he would be required to sit avelus in such an instance. When would that happen? Says the Mechaber, like Rav Kahana said, V'kim lebei shekolu lo chadoshav, if it is clear that the baby had lived 9 full months in utero, kigon, how would one know that? Shebal upirish, that the parents had relations, v'nolad chayla tes chadoshim gemurim, and it was 9 full months afterwards that the baby was born, afil meis biyom shenolad mesablum alav. Now, this definition is a definition that's brought down in the Beis Yosef of Kolu Mechadoshav, there in Simen Shin Ayin Dalet, Dalet, from the Agos Maimini. The Agos Maimini quotes it from some Rishonim. What's very confusing to me, in our Beis Yosef, in the new editions, they say it's the position of Rashi on the Daf. In the parentheses, they say it's the position of Rashi, and I did not see this in the words of Rashi. Maybe I missed it. That could very well be in Daf Yomi. That sometimes happens. In the Agos Maimini himself, his source is Rashi in a tshuva. That's what the Agos Maimini says in Aleph Dalid on the Rambam and Aleph Ches. The Rashi in a tshuva says that Rav Kahana knew Kol Ilo Chadashav only because he had not had relations with his wife for the first 3 months of pregnancy. So clearly, this child had been in utero 9 full months. And then there would be a chiyuv. The Hagos Maimini does say, V'chein Piresh Perek Mila, but he doesn't say Rashi specifically, and I don't see that in the Rashi that's in front of us. Could very well be, again, that I missed it. Either way, whether Rashi said it here or not, Rashi in the Tshuva does say it, and this is how it's codified in Shulchan Aruch, which therefore emerges to teach us that there isn't a chiyuv. If, God forbid, an infant dies within 30 days, there would not be a chiyuv unless of the extreme instance where the parents knew for sure the time of the conception, it was 9 full months. Otherwise, there would not be a chiyuv of avelus. And this is also brought down in the Sefer Avelus Bahalacha that was quoted by Art Scroll, the famous Sefer written in Eretz Yisrael and then translated into English, that there in morning in Halacha, chapter 15, number 7, there the Halacha is developed that way as well, as we presented it in Shulchan Aruch. That's the translation, the English translation of the Hebrew Pnei Baruch. Again, in cases where family members feel that the customs of Avelus would be helpful for them, then most definitely a Rav can encourage them. Now, certainly, if a child was born only 8 months into the pregnancy and then dies, so then according to the Din of the Gemara, the child was never expected to live. Not only was the child outside of the state of the possibility of Nepho, according to the time of Chazal, the child wasn't expected to live, and therefore, of course, there would be no requirement of Avelus. However, Poskim have pointed out that some halachos that once existed in the time of Chazal have changed in regards to a infant born within 8 months. We'll describe the basic and very important one and then come back to halachos of Avelus. What about being Michal Shabbos, Bizman Hazeh, for a child born in the 8th month, a simple reading of the Gemara is that one is not, because a child is going to definitely die. The Poskim discuss that, of course, today that phenomenon has entirely changed. Due to the amazing scientific innovation of the incubator, many children who are born premature do actually go on to live. For this reason, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Sadi Tes Aleph, as well as other poskim like Rav Ozner in the Shalos Tshuvos, Shevet Alevi Chelek Gimel Suf Simin Kuf Mem Aleph, and others have pointed out that since it is a fantastic phenomenon, that children do survive in an incubator, so then in such a case, one would be allowed to be Michal Shabbos. Rav Shlomo Zalman goes on to say that even if it's a Vaday Trefa, nevertheless there's a mitzvah to be Michal Shabbos even for Chayesha if there were Kalu Chadoshav, if the baby was 9 full months. Either way, the incubator has changed the phenomenon, and therefore the halacha is going to adjust to it as well. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman says in regards to Avelus, if the child was in the incubator, even if the child was in the incubator, so that would come out, that if it would be mirroring the amount of time it was in its mother's womb, it was longer than 9 full months, and then, God forbid, the child had passed away. So then in such a case, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that l'mafreya, retroactively, we see that the child wasn't destined to live after 8 months, and therefore, the halacha would say that we do not view it as kalu chadoshav, and there isn't a requirement. It is an open question, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, what would be if the child was already in its 9th month, and then in an incubator for longer than 30 days. In such a case, would we say, Kalu Chadashav, in such a case, maybe we will, and we leave it as an open question. So bottom line is that what the halachas that we had started with, that really a child within 30 days of its birth, in such a case, is considered still a Safik Nefal, and according to halacha, there isn't a requirement of Avelus. If the child is in an incubator, so then the halachos really are transformed in terms of Chilul Shabbos, unlike in the time of Chazal, that in the eighth month we wouldn't be Mechal Shabbos, that has entirely changed. However, if the child died after being a while in an incubator in an eight-month birth, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, there would not be a chiyuv of Avelus. If it was a ninth-month birth, that if God forbid, within those 30 days it would not be Avelus, but the child was in the incubator longer, that according to most poskim is considered an extension of the utero, so then we leave as an open question whether in such a case the halacha would require Avelus. And we mentioned in the past already that if the parents elected to sit Avelus, one should not stop them. And of course, people who have go through this tragedy require a tremendous amount of support from their friends and loved ones. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu make bila mavas lenetzach mocha Hashem dima me'al pnei ponim. And may we talk about only, share in only happy topics, and that our discussions of these sugyas be only lahagdil toru l'adira.